Level 5. I am the sea. My friend Azima shared this story, and as neither she nor I could find its original author, I have taken the liberty of changing it a little for this conversation and this chapter. So I deeply thank whoever wrote it. There was a little girl, completely made of sand. She would sit on the beach and look lovingly out at the infinite sea. She wanted very much to go in and swim, but she was afraid of the water. But then one day, she decided to no longer be afraid and go in for a swim. As she reached the water's edge, the small waves came up and licked at her feet, and she noticed that her feet were dissolving into the water. It tickled and felt good, but at the same time it frightened her because she didn't want to dissolve away, so she ran back. Again, her longing for the sea was too powerful a desire, so she again walked up to the small waves, and her feet again started to tickle and dissolve into the sea, and it felt so good that she was no longer afraid and loved the feeling so much that she walked into the sea and dissolved into the sea of eternity. Oh, I love that story. What a beautiful story. This says it all for level 5. We cannot really call enlightenment a level, as now there is only the sea of eternity. These rare enlightened beings no longer live in duality and have become God consciousness 24/7, where there is no time. They live in the timeless dimension. Spiritual masters who have devoted their lives to giving us truth have brought us all to our present level of consciousness. The light that we do have today is the result of the light which has come down through time from these enlightened ones where there is no time. Here are some names you may recognize of these rare beings who have realized that they are the sea of eternity, a reflection of God in form. Saint Francis of Assisi. Jesus the Christ. Oh, beautiful Sri Ramakrishna. Paramahansa Yogananda. Rama. Babaji. Sai Baba. Mother Meera. Kundalini. Mary Magdalene, Joel S. Goldsmith, Shankara, Hermes Trismegistus, Lord Buddha, and this list continues. The list we have is not that long, as there are more enlightened teachers who have left no record, and yet we still do enjoy their teachings that have been transmitted esoterically and are continuing to transmit to us esoterically whenever we stop to meditate. We gratefully right now thank them all, as they are all aspects of the divine sent here to help bring us home. Oh, yes, that place called home. There's no place like home. As mentioned many times during this conversation, we are keeping this book simple, so I will not be going into the details of these enlightened beings' lives or their teachings. I have listed our recommended books about and from these beings at the end of this book for your further studies, and I will add an extra audio track for those of you who are just listening to this who don't actually have the printed book. I do recommend that you get the printed book as well, because there is a lot of light transmission and esoteric feeling you can get behind that you sort of take in from osmosis, so to speak, from the book. So I definitely recommend you get the book as well. But for those people who may not have the ability to read, for whatever reason, this is still and has been an absolute gift to be able to do these recordings for you. Now, these rare enlightened beings mentioned, wrote, write, or taught, teach truth. Some are with us in form, and others appear when necessary, while others have not been seen that we know about for thousands of years. We sometimes feel that enlightened beings must have only lived thousands of years ago. However, if this world is constantly changing and evolving, then it only makes sense that consciousness is also evolving through us. There are rare beings of enlightenment alive today in 2008. Some are still with us in the physical, and some we are simply gifted by their light through their teachings and students. But they are still alive, as we are all immortal, and they just knew that they were. They had or have become one with the sea, one with eternity, one with God. There is no duality. They can say, I am the light. The grace that was flowing through me is now I am divine grace. I am the sea of unlimited consciousness. Some were avatars, like the Maha Avatar Babaji. Avatars are rare beings who never lived in physical form here before. They only took on a physical body to help the seekers. Babaji still appears thousands of years later in real flesh and blood to initiate a new soul to teach. Some became enlightened through experiencing the many mind states and levels of consciousness, and they have had many physical bodies before. I have always felt very, very clear that Sri Ramakrishna was an avatar. When I first read his words and I saw Sri Ramakrishna as this being of power who would go and say, oh, I'm going to become a Catholic today. Isn't it beautiful? And he'd go into these extreme states of ecstasy. I love Muhammad. I'm going to study the Quran. Oh, it was beautiful, such beautiful teachings. And it would shock his disciples and people at India at the time, because how could he go off their so-called Eastern philosophies? But wherever God was found, Sri Ramakrishna was there, because he was God consciousness. I know I wasn't going to get into other teachers, but I just, love Sri Ramakrishna so much, so much. So some of these wonderful people, as I said, or wonderful people, these enlightened beings, had many, many thousands of physical bodies before. Saint Francis of Assisi is a beautiful example. This beautiful being woke up from level 1 to level 5 to enlightenment, whoosh, like that. And people at first, including his family, thought he had gone mad. Now, he was in these horrible wars at the time, and his father was a merchant, and he came back from these horrible wars not wanting to be a soldier, and all of a sudden he saw God in the birds. After going through a very near-death experience with his physical body, nearly dying, and he was very gravely ill, he came out of that into enlightenment, where he would see the birds and he would know he was one with the birds, and all of these beautiful experiences. Anything about St. Francis of Assisi, definitely read and tap into that consciousness that was and is him. And, you know, St. Francis of Assisi, his family thought he had gone mad. Many families of friends of these beings simply think they have lost their minds. Maybe your family thinks you've lost your mind right now too, even listening to this book. I wonder how many enlightened beings were put away we don't know of. I know that John the Baptist was, and certain other people were. Anyway, when we lose our body, we have just lost a shell, an eggshell. We're still the chicken inside. Anyhow, irrespective of what enlightenment level or whether they were avatars, etc., these beings were way beyond any level in physical consciousness and way beyond level 4. It takes a huge leap in realization to go from level 4 to 5, although these great teachers of light have let us know that it is possible. Whenever we start thinking it's not possible, well, then we make it not possible. They have said we can do it too, and they have gifted us with teachings of truth to help us do the same. Jesus the Christ said, these works and even greater will you do. Not all enlightened beings become teachers with students in the flesh. Some only teach esoterically and are purely healers and vessels of light. Once people realized, however, with some of these beings that were in the body, you know, people would just come to them. When you start having light, you'll notice people will start coming to you at level 2, at level 3, at level 4. They will feel something and they will want to know what it is that you've got. And with these beings of light, though, once people realized they were in the presence of divinity, they would come to be healed. And the people that didn't understand and it scared them, they would burn them at the stake or they would think that they were totally insane. And you will find The closest family members, when you read the history of some of these beings, never recognized. It's like, I call it the backyard syndrome. Your own family and closest friends that have known you all of this life are usually the ones who will never believe or understand who you are. And I think that that may be because there's many, many different reasons that that may be, but also because if you are that, well, they must be at some level that too, and they do not consciously even comprehend that within themselves. It's very, very strange when these things happen to someone in your family, so they would rather just ignore it and just say that everyone else is crazy or that you're crazy or you're a liar or you're not this or you're that. Just get away from your family. Once you're an adult, you don't owe your brothers and your sisters or your parents anything. You are your own soul. This is your life. It makes no difference what rocket ship that you landed here on, which mother. If you're blessed enough to have people that understand in your family, wonderful. But don't let yourself be sad if they don't believe. You don't have to have anyone believe. All you have to do is believe. But now, let's getting back to the book again. Once people realize that they are in the presence of divinity, they do come to be healed of whatever it is. And we can tap into divinity through contemplating these wonderful teachings and meditating on their words. Oh, the bliss. And I mean, I just don't mean feeling good. I mean the bliss, the pure ecstasy we feel when their words at last come to life within us. And we know that we are no longer merely reading words, but we are in fact having God's message transmitted directly through us. What gifts God has given us with these beautiful, enlightened teachers of truth. It is almost, as I was writing this, it was too much for me almost, as I wrote in the book, you know, when I thought about the teachers that have helped me along the way, and when I think about my beautiful teacher right now on the path who has helped me beyond words, that my heart just overflows with love and gratitude and wonder. It's ineffable to attempt to describe the magnanimity of these illuminated teachers of light. It truly is beyond word. So may my gratitude, and when I was actually writing the book, I was in such tears of gratitude, may this also help right now, right where you are, feel these words being transmitted. Feel your heart opening right now as you are listening to these words. Breathe it in now. Souls of enlightenment are with us right now. We are so loved, so very loved. So, let me ground myself and continue this conversation before I forget why I'm sitting in front of this microphone. These great ones can help anyone swimming, seeking, as now they are the sea, the waters, the tides, the waves, everything. They no longer live in human ego personality, even though they will play act any part that will help us to wake up. Many people think enlightened teachers aren't human. They think they sit around all day and only meditate, and that they are extremely passive instead of the strong beings they truly are. They are our lifeguards, generals, gladiators of light. Humanity has been programmed to believe that their outer behavior should be religious in nature and that all is peace and harmony. Most enlightened teachers can appear to be exactly the opposite, especially when they are putting on an act to help a pupil. They are real characters who can appear sometimes to be a little crazy, speaking in riddles and engage in pursuits that are not always looked upon as holy. These beings have transcended time and space and gone beyond the stereotypical ochre robe-wearing idea we have of enlightenment, particularly in the West. It is beyond many to think that one who is not from the East could be a teacher of truth. Why would they not reincarnate in the West where there really is so much need for light? Of course they do, and they are here right now, thank you God. Some teachers will, for certain students, put on a personality that is sweet and slightly reserved, and at other times, for different students, be totally outrageous and colourful. Whatever personality they put on, one thing is for sure, they are very funny and have great senses of humour and are quite playful. They don't care what we think of them, as they love us so much. It is God loving us. Their mission is only that we wake up to truth and release our souls from the mire. There are lots of jokes and laughing taking place between them and their students. Whatever is required for us to have light transmitted to us, they will appear in such a way so we can handle all that divine power and light. They are, however, pure and innocent, as they live in the place where there is no time or space, where there is no good or bad, just pure, eternal sea. I met one teacher many years ago when I was new to the path, who may have been actually, I think, a level 4, but it's still a very high being, who loved his students so deeply. However, whenever he did any big public seminar events, his language was so outrageous and colourful and his antics on stage quite outrageous that many people would leave his seminars in disgust. He would then turn to all of us who were still in the room and in his wonderful Cockney accent say, "Right, good. Now that we've pissed off the ones who weren't ready, who still live in judgment, we will begin the teaching." And then he would become a totally different person who had this love shining out from his eyes and this deep compassion. He would shine with such light and love on us all. We just knew that he had only been putting on an act to release the ones who were not yet ready, as he knew they would only disrupt the lessons with their judgmental vibes and silliness. Now, me being from a rock and roll background, I loved his outrageous fun personality, and I think that's why he had such big audiences in Australia, because Australians are very, very down to earth and love a bit of colourful language and silliness. We just absolutely love all of that, so that probably helped as well. So how do we go to level 5 from level 4. Let's find out next.